USA Radio News.
Former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is eyeing a congressional run now that his address has been redistricted. Politico reported the lifelong Democrat would challenge former Representative Max Rose in a June primary if he decides to jump into the race. Senator Ben Ray Lujan is expected to make a full recovery after surgery to relieve pressure on his brain following a stroke, but he will be out at least 4 weeks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appeared to sidestep questions Wednesday about how the 49-year-old Democrat's absence is impacting President Joe Biden's agenda.
We spend most of our time engaging in good faith about the president's agenda and not making those calculations.
Several senators said they heard about Lujan's stroke through a tweet or chatter in the Capitol hallways. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two baths, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A winter storm is bringing a mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow to the central U.S. Airlines canceled thousands of flights. Officials are urging people to stay off the roads, and schools are closed. Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan are seeing freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Significant ice accumulation is expected in an area from Louisville, Kentucky to Memphis, Tennessee. The United States told international banks and aid groups that transferring money to Afghanistan for humanitarian purposes would not violate sanctions against the Taliban. The terrorist group took control of the country in August. The U.S. Treasury Department said transactions which pay for public school teachers and healthcare workers at state-run hospitals are acceptable. And CNN President Jeff Zucker abruptly resigned Wednesday after saying he did not disclose a consensual relationship to the company he had with another network executive. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the buy one, get one free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA.
While the Biden administration sends troops to Europe to secure the Ukraine border, GOP leaders are pushing back here in the States over what many have called a disaster at the U.S. southern border.
Republican senators are ripping the Biden administration over the crisis along the U.S.-Mexico border.
This crisis at the border is a direct result of President Biden's policies, aided and abetted by Democrats here in Congress.
Wisconsin's Ron Johnson saying the United States has no idea how many drug traffickers and gangs are coming in. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Four men face charges that they were members of the drug distribution crew that supplied a deadly mix of drugs to actor Michael K. Williams. The actor from The Wire overdosed just hours after buying fentanyl-laced heroin in a sidewalk deal recorded on surveillance video. All four men are accused of distributing drugs that caused Williams' death. One crew member is accused of handing Williams the drugs. Authorities arrested that man Wednesday in Puerto Rico. It appears Jim Harbaugh will stay on as head football coach at the University of Michigan after all. The decision comes after speculation about Harbaugh returning to the NFL as coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Harbaugh withdrew from consideration and will be back at his alma mater for an eighth season. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.